Hey, welcome. In this quick beginner lesson, you'll learn a practical way to saturate an 808 tail in Ableton Live 12 to get that old school jungle drum and bass vibe. The aim is simple: keep the sub clean and powerful, and color the decay so it cuts through breakbeats and stacks with Amen style loops. First, what we'll build: you'll make a two-part 808, a clean sub track that preserves the low sign fundamental, a process tail track that's isolated and runs through a stuck Ableton saturation chain, saturator, drum bus, EQ and multiband, to add grit, warmth and presence. Then you'll blend the two back together. Okay, let's walk through the steps. Prep and isolate the tail one. Load your 808 sample into an audio track, or into Simpler if you're using MIDI. Zoom in and find where the initial hit ends and the decay begins. 2. Duplicate the clip. On the duplicate, crop the sample or move the start point so it only plays the decay. Now you have two parts, 808 sub and 808 tail. 3. On the 808 sub track, put an EQ8 and low pass around 120 to 150 Hz to keep only the sub fundamental. Add utility to mono the low end, set width to 0 below roughly 120 Hz, or automate a high cut so the sub stays centered and club safe. Create a saturation chain for the tail 1. Use a separate track for the tail and name it 808 Tail Saturate. 2. First insert an EQ8 and high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to remove infrasonic rumble that prevents nasty subharmonics when you distort. 3. Add saturator. Start with modest settings. Drive around plus 3 to plus 6 dB. Choose a soft or analog style curve, and set dry slash wet around 40 to 60% so you retain some original dynamics. Trim the output if the level rises. 4. Add drum bus after the saturator. Use a small amount of distortion or crunch, just a touch. Be careful with the boom knob. We want the sub energy to come from the clean sub track, not from this tail chain. 5. Optionally use multiband dynamics to tame any low mid build up the saturation creates. Light compression on the low band, threshold around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, at a gentle ratio like 1.5:2:1 works well. 6. Put another EQ8 after dynamics to sculpt the mids. A small boost between 700 Hz and 2K Hz, about plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB, brings presence. If the tail gets boxy, cut around 200 to 400 Hz. 7. Add utility to control stereo width. You can slightly widen the tail but keep low frequencies mono beneath tilde 120 Hz. 8. If you want, finish with a gentle glue compressor for cohesion, fast attack, medium release, only a couple dB of gain reduction. Parallel slash return method, a safe alternative if you prefer not to commit. Create a return track with a saturator and drum bus chain and send the 808 tail there. Blend the send to taste, and automate sends if you want saturation only on specific notes. This is great for quick a slash bing, balancing the two parts mute and unmute between the clean sub and the saturated tail so you can hear how they combine. The sub should provide weight while the tail adds grit and mid slash high presence. Manage gain staging. Lower the tail track if it overloads the mix, or use a utility to trim the combined bus. Always check in mono and on headphones to ensure the sub stays stable and the tail still cuts through breaks. Beginner starting presets here are quick starting points: saturator, drive plus 4, dry slash wet 50%, soft curve drum bus, distortion 8 12%, boom 0 6%, EQ 8, HP at 35 Hz, slight dip at 300 Hz, 1.5 dB, boost at 1.8 kHz plus 2 dB multiband, low band light comp. Common mistakes to avoid: don't saturate the whole 808 without splitting sub and tail. That often makes the low end muddy and causes phase problems. Don't use too much drive or hard clitting, that creates brittle digital distortion. Don't forget to mono the low end, wide subs can collapse on club systems. Don't ignore low mid buildup after saturation, it can fight with snares and other bass elements. Avoid stacking heavy distortion without careful gain staging. Pro tips and extra notes: always add tiny fades at crop points, 0 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks when isolating the tail. Keep levels conservative while you experiment. A few dB of drive can raise overall RMS quickly. After splitting, solo the sub and tail and listen for phase cancellation. Nudging the tail a few milliseconds earlier or later can fix alignment issues. Use a 1-2 ms fade-in when needed. Use saturator dry slash wet as a musical control. Automate it for sections where you want more or less grit. Try a multiband or audio effect rack approach. Split low, mid and high into chains. Saturate mid and high heavily and keep low clean. Map a macro to overall tail saturation for quick control. When driving saturation hard, enable oversampling only while finalizing. It reduces aliasing at a CPU cost. Save an audio effect rack with macros for drive, tail presence, tail width, and tail level, so you can recall the chain quickly. Troubleshooting tips: if it's too muddy, cut 200-400 Hz on the tail, reduce drive, or lighten low band compression. If it's brittle, switch to a softer saturator curve, reduce drive, and try a gentle smoothing in the upper mids. If the sub disappears in mono, make sure utility width is 0 below 120 Hz and the sub track isn't panned. If the tail masks the snare, carve 800-1.2 kHz on the tail or use a quick sidechain duck to let the snare poke through. Mini practice exercise: open Live 12 and import an 808 sample. Create two tracks, 808 sub and 808 tail. On the tail, add EQ 8HP at 35 Hz, saturator drive plus 4 dry slash wet 50% soft clip. Drum bus with about 10% distortion, multiband dynamics compressing the low band lightly, and a final EQ boost at around 1.2 kHz of plus 2 dB. Blend the two so the sub is felt and the tail is audible and gritty. Export an 8-bar loop and compare it to the original to hear the difference. Creative but safe variations: parallel send a small amount of redux for crunchy upper harmonics, mixed low for lo-fi spots. Add a tiny amount of chorus or a short delay on the saturated tail only. Keep it subtle and high passed so low end stays clean. Automate saturator drive or dry slash wet during breakdowns to make the tail breathe. Final recap: you've learned to split an 808 into a clean sub and a colored tail. Use Ableton stock devices, saturator, drum bus, EQ8, multiband dynamics, and utility to add old school jungle grit, and blend the two while preserving low end power. Use parallel routing, automation, fades, and phase checks to keep everything tight. Save your chains as racks so you can reuse them across the project. That's it. Go try this on a few different 808s and breakbeats. Tweak by ear and save the presets that work. Have fun and get that classic jungle bite.